हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजम् ब्रह्मणाम् ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्वन्मन्मोतिभिः सीदसादरम् श्रीमहागणाधिपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् नारायणम् नमस्कृत्य नरम् चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वतीम् व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। आत्मस्वरूप बन्धुकम्। सो इन् दि गीता वी आर् इन् दि थर्ड् चाप्टर् एर्लियर् क्लास् इन् एर्लियर् क्लास् दि वर्स् 10th वास् फिनिश्ड्, सो 11th वर्स् वी हव् टु डू। यु मे से दि वर्स्। देवान् भावयतानेन ते देवा भावयन्तु वः, परस्परं भावयन्तः श्रेयः परमवाप्स्यथ। सो वन्स् अगेन् दि टापिक् ईस् कर्म। इन् फ्याक्ट् श्रीकृष्ण is advising niyatam kuru karmatvam, just in the earlier verses, karma jyayoh yakarmanah. Therefore, if you withdraw from all activity and if you plan to achieve something by that, you may be making a mistake. You need not do that way. That is not necessary. In fact, it is not this time, or it is not the place, or it is not what you do that makes a difference. Because mind has a nature to regiment everything. That is how mind functions. So, it likes to be conditioned. So, a psychological conditioning happens and we live in that conditioning. So, suppose we are at home, then there is a family, and there is a workplace, and in the workplace we interact with a few people. This situation throws up a few issues, sometimes favorable, sometimes not favorable, and so we deal with them. Then you have to pay some bills, etc., so electricity bill, telephone bill, etc. So this is how a particular psychic life is there, and you live in there. Now, if you think that this psychic life, whatever is there, the type of life that I am leading is full of activity, and therefore by just leaving all this activity, something great can be achieved. If you think like that, things won't work that way. Because what happens, there is a difference between jihasa and jijnyasa. Hatum iccha jihasa. Jnatum iccha jijnyasa. So we have to know whether we are in the grip of jihasa or jijnyasa. If it is jihasa, means a desire to get rid of a few things, a desire to change the regimen, then it is not desirable. Jihasa won't work. Because what happens, you are in a particular regimentation, you means mind. So we live in that. And now we develop a little jihasa about it, and so we change the regimentation. Like, instead of sitting at home, doing things at home, and going to the office and doing things at office, we leave all that and go to an ashram and start doing things in the ashram. Ashram or temple. Then initially it appears somewhat different. Indeed it is different only, in a way, but then it is not different also. You know why? After a while, within a month or two, the mind creates a new year regimentation in the new year atmosphere. Once again, it develops a new year conditioning. And then a new year conditioned life starts. And you will be living a new year life. Earlier you have office, now you have temple. Earlier you have home, now you have Bank of Ganga. Like that, a few changes are there. But otherwise, again, the mind fits into a new year regimentation, but life continues as usual. Therefore, jihasa is not going to work. వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఈజ్ జిజ్ఞాస. సో జిజ్ఞాస డజంట్ రిక్వైర్ టు స్టాప్ డూయింగ్ కర్మాస్. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ జిజ్ఞాస మీన్స్ ద డిజైర్ టు నో. దట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఆల్వేజ్ కరలేటెడ్ విత్ ది అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ టైమ్ దట్ యూ గివ్. ఐ డు నాట్ మీన్ టు సే దట్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ గివ్ ఎనీ టైమ్ ఎట్ ఆల్. యూ షుడ్ గివ్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ సమ్ డిజైర్ టు నో, యూ షుడ్ గివ్ సమ్ టైమ్ టు ఇట్. అండ్ సో వీ హ్యావ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ ఎ డే. సో వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డూ, వీ హ్యావ్ టు స్టాప్ డూయింగ్ సర్టన్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ అన్నెసెసరీ అండ్ సేవ్ ది టైమ్ అండ్ యూజ్ ఇట్ ఫర్ లెర్నింగ్ ఎ ఫ్యూ థింగ్స్. దట్ జిజ్ఞాస వీ హ్యావ్ టు కీప్ గోయింగ్ అండ్ ఎ లిటిల్ తపస్సు ఎట్సెట్రా వీ హ్యావ్ టు డూ. ఆల్ దట్ అధికార సంపద ఇట్ కెన్ బి డన్. ఫర్ దాట్ యూ థింక్ ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడి థింక్స్ దట్ జిజ్ఞాస కెన్ బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ ఓన్లీ బై జిహాస, దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రాంగ్. బికాస్ ఇన్ ది అల్టిమేట్ అనాలసిస్ ది జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ నాట్ ప్రొపోర్షనల్ టు ద టైమ్ దట్ ఎ పర్సన్ స్పెండ్స్. జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ ప్రొపోర్షనల్ టు ద ఎర్నెస్ట్నెస్ ఎలోన్. అండ్ ఎర్నెస్ట్నెస్ డజంట్ రిక్వైర్ చేంజ్ ఆఫ్ రెజిమెంటేషన్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ థీసిస్. సో శ్రీకృష్ణ హీ ఎంఫసైజెస్ ఆన్ కర్మయోగ. Don't bother about sannyasa and all that. Arjuna is anxious to become a sannyasi because he has a very difficult problem at his on his hands. If he pursues war, then he has to kill his own kith and kin. If he runs away from war, in the heart of hearts he knows that he will be violating dharma because he is a kshatriya and he is not supposed to run away from the battlefield. He is supposed to face the battle and win. Thereby dharma will be nurtured. That is his duty. So he knows that. There is no better person to know duty than him. He knows what duty is. Therefore there is a conflict between the two. And he was trying to adopt a path of jihasa. He wants to leave everything. He thinks that sannyasa provides the best solution. So suppose a person is there, he has built up a lot of loan, he has taken loans, big loans, and now he has to pay back, and now he takes sannyasa. Suppose he takes sannyasa, then what happens? Nobody will pursue a sannyasi. They will say, oh, it is our prarabdha, so like the finance companies are closed, so like this person, he has gone to sannyasa. So now we cannot recover it from him. In India at least they will leave him alone. They want to hold on to his family and all that because they are already unhappy. We should not make their suffering more acute. So they leave it alone. So the jihasa, just I gave an extreme example for jihasa. It's not that way, sannyasa, extreme example. So like that Arjuna is also in the grip of that jihasa. He wants to get rid of a few things because they are uncomfortable. Because he has to take hard decisions. He has to pursue unpleasing or unpleasant alternatives. Like if he stands up and fights, then he has to shoot arrows against Dronacharya. Very unpleasant thing to do. So he has to do it because it is his duty. Therefore, if I do duty, then it becomes very unpleasant. So if I do not do my duty, then I am committing a mistake. So is there a way out? So yes, there is a way out. That is what? Hatum Iccha Sannyasa. So Shri Krishna cautions him. No, don't be in a hurry. Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam Karmajyayo Yakarmanaha. Like that, earlier verse I am giving a background. So he says, Sahayajnyav Prajasrashtva Purovacha Prajapatihi Anena Prasavishyabham Esavostvishtaka Madhuk. You do yajna. So, in fact, here the word yajna is used in a very wider sense. Generally, yajna and yaga, there is a difference between the two. If you take the wider meaning of yajna, there is a difference. If you don't take the wider meaning, if you take the narrow meaning, yajna is same as yaga. So, they are doing agnishtoma yaga, or you can say they are doing a yajna, like that. So yaga is defined as, yaga is a tyaga. That drop that takara, then you have yaga. That is what yaga is. సో దేవతోద్దేశేన ద్రవ్యత్యాగో యాగ. సో దట్ ఈజ్ యాగ. యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ దేవతా ఇన్ మైండ్, దేవత మీన్స్ ఈశ్వర, ఆర్ ఈశ్వరాస్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆర్ ఏ పర్టికులర్ గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర, లైక్ ఇంద్రావరుణాగ్ని. సో దట్ ఎనీథింగ్ కెన్ బి దేవత. సో యూ కీప్ ఎ దేవత ఇన్ మైండ్ అండ్ యూ వాంట్ టు ఆఫర్ ఎన్ అబ్లేషన్ టు దట్ దేవత. సో ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎయిమ్డ్ ఎట్ దట్ దేవత, దిస్ అబ్లేషన్ ఈజ్ ఎయిమ్డ్ ఫర్ ది దేవత, బట్ యూ పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది ఫైర్. సో ద్రవ్యత్యాగ, ద్రవ్య మీన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, సమ్ ఘీ ఆర్ కుక్డ్ రైస్ ఎట్సెట్రా. దిస్ ద్రవ్యం, ది మెటీరియల్ ఆఫ్ అబ్లేషన్ ఈజ్ రిలీజ్డ్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫైర్ అండ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ త్యాగ, ఇట్స్ ఎ రిలింక్విషింగ్. దట్స్ వై వెన్ యూ గో టు యజ్ఞశాల ఎస్టర్డే యూ మస్ట్ హవ్ సీన్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ దే విల్ బి టెలింగ్ నమమ. దట్ నమమ ఈజ్ రిపీటెడ్ సో మెనీ టైమ్స్ బికాస్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ ఎన్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఈజ్ గివెన్ ఎ నమమ ఈజ్ దేర్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ మైన్. టిల్ నౌ ఐ హెల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఇట్ యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మైన్, నౌ ఐ ప్రొక్లెయిమ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ మైన్. లైక్ దట్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఎనీ టైమ్ దే సే స్వాహ అండ్ ఆఫర్ దే విల్ సే నమమ. సో అప్సరోభ్యైదన్న మమ, గంధర్వేభ్యైదన్న మమ, లైక్ దట్ ది గోన్ సేయింగ్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ది యాగ. యాగ మీన్స్ త్యాగ, నమమ ఈజ్ ది యాగ రియల్లీ. సో ఇఫ్ యూ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ఎ ఫైర్ ఆల్టర్ అండ్ డ్రాప్ ఎ ఫ్యూ మెటీరియల్స్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్ విత్ ఎ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ త్యాగ, విత్ ఎ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రెలింక్విషింగ్, దట్ ఈజ్ యజ్ఞ. దట్ ఈజ్ ఎ వెరీ నేరో మీనింగ్, బట్ ది హోల్ లైఫ్ కెన్ బి యజ్ఞ. దట్ ఈజ్ ఎ వైడర్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞ. సపోజ్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ ఫర్ మై సెల్ఫ్, ఐ లివ్ ఫర్ ది ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ ఫర్ ది కమ్యూనిటీ, ఫర్ ది సొసైటీ ఎట్ లార్జ్, దెన్ ద లైఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎన్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు ది ఈశ్వర. బికాస్ సమాజ రూపీ పరమేశ్వర, పరమేశ్వర ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర, ది లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద సొసైటీ అండ్ ది కమ్యూనిటీ బిఫోర్ అస్. అండ్ సో ఇఫ్ ఐ గివ్ మై లైఫ్ టు, లైఫ్ ఈజ్ పవర్ టు యాక్ట్, దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్. సో ఆల్ మై ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ ఆర్ పుట్ టు యూజ్ ఇన్ ది సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ది సొసైటీ ఇన్ సెల్ఫ్ లెస్ వర్క్, దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ నిష్కామ కర్మ. దెన్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఎ వైడర్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞం. అండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ హియర్ ఇన్ ది ఎంటైర్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ది యజ్ఞ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఈజ్ ఎ నైస్ ఎనాలిసిస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ వే. సో శ్రీకృష్ణ సేస్ యజ్ఞార్థాత్ కర్మణోన్యత్ర లోకోయం కర్మబంధన. సో మార్నింగ్ ఐ వాస్ టాకింగ్ ఆఫ్ లోకోయం కర్మబంధన, ది కర్మ బైండ్స్ ఎ పర్సన్ బట్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ది కర్మ ఈజ్ ఎయిమ్డ్ ఎట్ సెల్ఫ్. నో నో, వీఆర్ నాట్ ఎయిమింగ్ ఎట్ సెల్ఫ్. సెల్ఫ్ మీన్స్ ఎ స్మాల్ లిటిల్ సెల్ఫ్ ఐ మీన్, సో ద ఈగో. సో వీఆర్ నాట్ ఎయిమింగ్ ఎట్ సెల్ఫ్, వీఆర్ ఎయిమింగ్ ఎట్ ది దేవత, దేవతోద్దేశాన. బట్ దేవత ఈజ్ అన్ ఇంటర్మీడియట్ స్టేజ్. సో యూ వాంట్ టు ఆఫర్ సంథింగ్ టు ది దేవత బికాస్ యూ వాంట్ స్వర్గం. స్వర్గముద్దిశ్య దేవతోద్దేశేన ద్రవ్యత్యాగ. సో ఫస్ట్ ఉద్దేశ్య, ఫస్ట్ గోల్ ఈజ్, ఫస్ట్ ఎయిమ్ ఈజ్ అ స్వర్గం, హెవెన్, అండ్ దెన్ దేవత కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు ది పిక్చర్. సో ఇట్ ఇది బై ది టైమ్ ఇట్ టేక్స్ ఎ ఫుల్ సర్కిల్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు మీ. దట్ ఈస్ ది సకామ కర్మ. ఇన్ ది సకామ కర్మ ఎట్ వన్ స్టేజ్ దేవత అపియర్స్ బట్ ది కర్మ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు మీ. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఐ పెర్ఫార్మ్ ఇట్. సో దిస్ వే దో దేవత కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు ది పిక్చర్, దో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సమ్ వరల్డ్లీ యాక్షన్, దేవత ఈజ్ ఇన్కార్పొరేటెడ్ yet you have a desire to go along with it and a trishna, a greed, and so for the desire you make the devata an accomplice for fulfilling your greed or desire. So that kind of a kamya karma that binds, even if it is a yajnam, it binds. Lokoyam karma bandhanah, we have seen in the morning. Yajnam means that kind of a narrow sense yajna, but here Shri Krishna doesn't use the word yajna in any narrow sense. Here yajna is a selfless life, a life dedicated for the greater good, for the larger good. That kind of a life is yajna. So as a part of such a yajna, such a life which is converted into yajna, as a part of that yajna, if you do karma, then that karma is called yajnarthat karmanah. So a karma which is aimed at yajnam, so that karma, it won't bind. Therefore, hey Arjuna, do karma, tadartham karma kaunteya, mukta sangas samachara. So, you locate what is the mistake in doing karma. And the mistake is, You take the doership too much upon yourself. That is one mistake. And that is a sangha. And then this doership has come in the place because you take yourself to be an enjoyer. You are very much self-oriented. So always looking for some enjoyment for oneself. So that kind of self-oriented approach is wrong. Because self is false. So every time you make an approach which is oriented towards the small self, you are reinforcing that small self. And so you are supporting the falsehood. And therefore, naturally, any such activity which is in support of the falsehood binds. Therefore, don't do that mistake, mukta sangaha. So, dissociate yourself from the greed towards the phala, prathakkaranam. This is viveka. Karma and karma phala, do prathakkaranam. Kshetra and kshetrajna, prathakkaranam. Similarly, karma and karma phala, prathakkaranam. Just separate them. They are indeed separate and keep them separate. Don't mix them up. So, mukta sangaha, that is the meaning of mukta sangaha. You do that action. Then a question comes, how to make this life yajna? And before really addressing that point, Sri Krishna, he extols the yajna. Saha yajna prajasrishtva purovach. I am giving just a background, you know. So, Ishvara, the Hiranyagarbha, he created this universe together with yajnam. So, that way he extols the yajnam. And also he says, when I said mukta sangaha, means you get released from the kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam, not from the karma. Mukta karma don't become. Do karma. Mukta sangaha you become. That is the advice. So, be the mukta sangha, not mukta karma. Niyatam kuru karmatvam. You continue to do the karma. Niyatam karma. Niyatam is nityam. Taya reversed, that is how it is. Nityam. Some people cannot pronounce nityam, you know. So they made it niyatam. Like prasad. Prasad is pa and refa. They make it parashad. And they write it also as parashad. P-E-R like. Not P-R-A. P-R-A is what it is. They write P-E-R. So that becomes a word by itself. Similarly, nityam, you have to twist the tongue. It's a tongue twister. So you don't want to twist it, put the tha later and ya forward. Niyatam. So niyatam karma is nitya karma. Means do your duties only. Don't engage yourself in all sundry activities. Just do the duties. All partying and all that is unnecessary. Whatever is minimum required, you do. A little entertainment is okay. But it should be niyatam. So stay entirely as far as possible in the confines of nitya karma, duties. So go to office and come back. Immediately after the office hours, just I am applying to a given situation. Immediately after the office hours over, just come back. When you are going away, the friends will tell, oh come on, where you will go? If you don't go immediately to the house, probably your wife will make you unhappy or what, she will scold you. That way they make fun of this person. So, but you don't care for all such statements. You say, yes, that is indeed so, and you come back home. So, now you have all the time. Suppose some office work comes to the home, do it, it is duty. We are doing service to the society, to the company or whatever. We should do it with love. And you don't do anything else. Come home. And study. And weekend you come to the ashram and here the Mahatmas do some teaching, good teaching, and you be a part of it. Go back to the work. So mukta sangaha, the regimentation of the mind, the attitude of the mind to create a regimentation around itself, that has to be addressed. If you replace one regimentation with another regimentation and do not change the attitude of the mind itself, nothing will happen. If you are ready to change the attitude of the mind, mukta sangaha, then whether you change the regimentation or not doesn't matter. Anyway, you think about it. So, mukta sangha samachara. That yajna. So, life should become a yajna. It's not that we do occasional yajna. Kadachitka yajna. Vasante vasante jyotishaya jeta. So, every vasantaratu means, so if the chaitramasa comes, so you do jyotishtomam. Like that, this is a kadachitka yajna, an occasional yajna. So instead of going for occasional yajna, there is a nice way to convert the whole life into yajna. In fact, we say yajna is the basis of this creation. Suppose Prajapati is their Hiranyagarbha. He is a selfish like us, then he need not do all this creation. So anyway, just I am saying in a simple way. So when Prajapati, he creates, in that creation there is no selfishness associated. It's an action. But after doing all the action, he can tell, I am a karta. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram apimam vidhyakartaram avyayam. From your standpoint, I am the karta. But from my own standpoint, I am a karta. He can say that. Because having created the entire universe, Hiranyagarbha is not bound by that action. Creation is a huge activity. So there is so much of evil, there is so much of good. All this is created by Ishvara only. So he must get so much punyam, so much papam. No, nothing like that. He is not the recipient of any punya or papa. Because he performs this creation as a yajnam. It is a yajna for him. So when Hiranyagarbha has done yajnam as a creation, why you don't do yajnam? You also do. So, anena prasavishyadvam. Hiranyagarbha has taken the spirit of yajna into his hands and he created the whole universe, and so you are a product of that creation, and so you emulate the maker, Hiranyagarbha. Anena prasavishyadvam. So you gain glory by this yajnam. Esha vostvishtaka madhuka. Eshaha yajnaha. This yajna means the spirit of a life filled with the spirit of yajna. That is the yajna. So that spirit of yajna taken into the life will bring you all the desires. Ishtaka madhuka. So a person may be worried. You are asking me to act selflessly, then finally I will end up without any benefits for myself, because every act is selfless act. So this self will become thinner and thinner, and finally it has nothing for itself. It may happen like that. No, don't worry. So just selflessness, that nishkama karma yoga, that nishkama karma, you need a little patience. It will bring you all the benefits. But you need a little patience. So in the sakama karma, you will get the kama then and there. Immediately you will get back your result. Immediately or whenever it has to come, it comes. But in the nishkama karma, you are advised to dissociate the mind from the kama, desire. So mukta sangaha samachara. By doing that, you need not worry that you will lose everything. No, you won't lose everything. In fact, you will gain everything. So when you want nothing, you will get everything. Ishtakama dhuk. So this yajna is a kamadhenu. Kamadhuk, you know, kamadhenu. It is a cow, a divine cow, which milks all the desires for you. All the good for you, not the desires, ishta. All the good and all the beneficial, it will milk for you. So you lead a life of yajnam. This is the concept. Then what is this yajnam? Just he is further, so he mentions the, brings in the concept of yajna, then he extols the yajna, he glorifies it. Now he is explaining the yajna. Devan bhavayata anena, te deva bhavayantu vaha, anena yajnena. So with this yajna, you worship, or you fortify, bhavayata, vardhayata, Shankara. You fortify devatas. And then when you support the devatas that way, you strengthen them, they in turn will strengthen you. Te deva bhavayantu vaha, parasparam bhavayantaha. Therefore, it is a win-win situation. So you strengthen the devatas will strengthen you. It is a victory on both sides. So parasparam bhavayantaha. This way, immediate results are there. The life goes smoothly and it is lived with a purpose. And finally, don't worry about moksha and all that. It will come to you. Param shreyaha avapsyatha. Param shreyaha is ultimate purushartha. That is the moksha. So moksha lakshanam Shankara. సో జ్ఞానప్రాప్తి క్రమేణ అవాప్స్యథ. సో వెన్ యూ లీడ్ ఎ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞ దెన్ స్లోలీ ది మైండ్ బికమ్స్ ప్యూర్. ఇట్స్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ గెటింగ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ టు ఎ రెజిమెంటేషన్ దట్ విల్ స్లోలీ రిజాల్వ్ అండ్ మైండ్ బికమ్స్ కామ్. ది మైండ్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఒపేక్, ఇట్ కవర్స్ అప్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ. లైక్ ఈవెన్ ది మూన్ ఇట్ కవర్స్ అప్ ది సన్ ఇన్ ఎన్ ఎక్లిప్స్. The moon covers up the sun. Moon is very insignificant before the sun, but yet it can manage to cover up the sun. So moon covers up the sun. Moon and mind are related. That's why I am connecting to moon. Moon is the devata for the mind, adhidevata. Anyway, so as the moon covers up the sun in the outside world, similarly, the moon of the mind, manaha, it covers up the atma. It acts as an opaque cover to the atma because of its conditioning, and its stupidity and a few other stubbornness and all that. So you can address that situation by living a life of yajñam. Devan bhavayata anena, anena yajñena. Now, this verse is a very interesting verse. Many mimamsakas, they also study Gita, and they quote from Gita also. They say this verse, and they argue that their karma theory is supported by this verse. To an extent, yes, you can say that. Because, so the immediate meaning of the verse is like this. Devatas are there, Agni, Varuna, etc. Indradin, Devata. So, they serve you in a way. Suryaha, Devata. He is giving energy and everything to us. Chandrama, Devata. He is giving rasa. So, nutrition to the cereals and grains, etc. So, what all food, vegetable food we eat, that is, that nutrition comes from the moon. So then Prithivi Devata, it gives us, it upholds us, keeps us going. It doesn't give in. So then similarly Indraha Devata, Parjanya, he gives us rains, timely rains. Indra is the god of rains. So when he gives rains, we are all benefited by that. Like that, Dishaha Devata, Dig Devata, when the other person speaks, the sound comes to me and I can convey my mind to the other person through language. So all this is possible because there are quarters. And the quarters, they help me in many ways. So quarters are devatas, dig devata. Like that, any number of devatas are there. And these devatas are doing so much service to me. Therefore, it is only fair on my part to do some service back to them. In fact, Vayuhu Devata, I take in vayu, pure, and release toxic gases, carbon dioxide. Similarly, in all other natural elements, every natural element is a devata. So, we are taking all the service and all the benefits of these devatas. It is only fair to pay back. So, devan bhavayata anena. So, how to pay back to the devatas? You offer some oblations in the fire. That is the very restricted meaning of yajna. So I am explaining in that restricted meaning. So you perform a yajna, an occasional havanam. It is the duty of a grihastha to perform a havan occasionally. So ghee, we put it in the mouth all the time. A little of it is put it in the fire also, once in a month or so. Similarly, cooked rice, all the time we put it here. Occasionally you can put a little of that in the fire also. So that smoke, dhuma, will come and that purifies the atmosphere. It has a fragrance and it has some more benefits. So there is a therapy called homa therapy, like homeopathy, allopathy, yoga therapy, naturotherapy. Like that there is a homa therapy. And that homa therapy institute is in Lonavala in Maharashtra. There is a homa therapy institute. So they have an inpatient program. So they admit students as to not patients. And then they make them conduct homas. And so they make them sit there and inhale all that fragrance, flavor of the smoke that comes out of homa. They have many dravyas, many materials to do homa. So when you offer all of them in the fire, and when there are that Vedic sounds are chanted, a very interesting atmosphere is created, and that will be very soothing to the body and to the mind also. And when mind gets purified, that way, even the ailments will disappear. So this way, there is a therapy, homa therapy. సో డూ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞాస్ అకేషనల్లీ, అట్లీస్ట్ వన్స్ ఇన్ ఏ ఇయర్, ఆర్ యూ ఎంకరేజ్ దీస్ యజ్ఞాస్ టు బి డన్. దిస్ వే యూ స్ట్రెంగ్దెన్ ది దేవతాస్. దేవాన్ భావయత అనేన వర్ధయత. వెన్ యూ డూ దాట్ దే విల్ పే బ్యాక్. You may be defaulting, but not the devatas. Devatas never default. Even when we do not offer any oblations to the devatas, they are kind enough to give us rains. Sun never bothers whether you give offering or not. He rises and sets continuously day after day. The cycle is run. Therefore, similarly, moon and other devatas, generally they don't protest, it seems. Occasionally they protest in the form of a tempest, are hurricane, etc. Occasionally they will be, are an earthquake, prithivi devata. So occasionally they come out with some protests. But normally they are okay. So te deva bhavayantu vaha. Thereby you will be attracting their grace. So this way parasparam bhavayantaha. Param param bhavayati. Paraha param bhavayati. One strengthens the other. It's a win-win situation. Parasparam bhavayantaha. శ్రేయః పరం అవాప్స్యథ. ఓ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్, దిస్ ఈ ప్లూరలిటీస్. సో కీపింగ్ అర్జున యాజ్ నిమిత్తం, సో శ్రీకృష్ణ ఈజ్ అడ్వైజింగ్ ఆల్ ది హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్, శ్రేయః పరం అవాప్స్యథ. సో పరం శ్రేయ మోక్షం. మోక్షం మీన్స్ కర్మ విల్ దెన్ కర్మవాదీ సేస్. సో హియర్ ఈజ్ దేర్ కర్మ. కర్మ గివ్స్ మోక్షం. నో, జ్ఞానప్రాప్తి క్రమేణ అవాప్స్యథ శంకర. So you will get that mind purified. Antahkarana Shuddhi is the major qualification required for the moksha. Because moksha is within you. Whether you sit in the house, or you come to the ashram, or go to Rishikesh, or go to Kailas, moksha is within you only. It is with, not without. So it is within you. So, but then it is covered up by the mind. Therefore, purification of the mind is all that is required. So a pure mind is transparent to the truth, and an impure mind is opaque to the reality. That is how it is. Therefore, jnana prapti kramena, Shankara. So your mind gets purified, and this punyam will take you to the Mahavakya. Somewhere you will come across a Mahatma who will say Tattvamasi, who will teach Tattvamasi, and you are ready for it. You will gain the moksham. Shreyah param avapsyatha. Or, Shankara says, you can take it in a very restricted meaning also, because the words can be, they are amenable. So, in a very restricted meaning, you do yajnam, some offerings you give in the fire, swargam. Shreyaparam, you can use the word param shreyaha to the swargam also. Here you get some few little things, but these few little things are lost immediately. Res swargam. It, one can stay there for a long time. Therefore, in a restricted sense, even the word paramshreyaha can be interpreted as swargam. In fact, in the trivarga, in the dharmartha kama situation, dharma which gives swargam is the ultimate purushartha. So, artha kama is for this world, dharma for the other world. That way also it is paramshreyaha. Okay. But then, when you view this verse from the point of view of the earlier verse, 9th verse, namely, yajñārthāt karmanonyatra lokoyam karmabandhanaha. So when you do yajñam, and when the karma is in the form of yajña, it won't bind. When you take that meaning into account, then you have to expand the scope of this verse also. Because if it is only just offering a few oblations in the fire and going to the heaven, then it is the bondage still continues there and the person comes back. So in a way, the bondage is not totally gone and the original predicament is not addressed at all. Therefore, like even the word yajna has a wider sense, so you have to invoke that wider sense for the word and look at the verse in that sense. We can look at it like that. In fact, we perform action, but all our action is an untrue action. It is a false action in the sense that it is not associated with love and wisdom. So it is a selfish action. So any action which is selfish in nature, it has no wisdom in it. Because the wisdom is that the ego is false. So you hold on to the false ego and act for the benefit of the false ego, that kind of a selfish action, it has the falsehood as its basic premise, and hence it is unwise action. That is one. Then if the action is reinforces raga, attachment to a few things, then naturally it is not pure love. So, if you understand the concept of love correctly, then in that love there is no place for any selfishness whatsoever. Therefore, by performing a kamya karma, a self-based karma, a selfish action, you are dissociating yourself from love and wisdom. Then, what is this yajna? A karma performed selflessly. So, nishkama karma. So that kind of a karma, that means nishkama karma means the selfish end is not taken into account, but the overall good. So service oriented karma, seva based karma, a selfless karma, that is indeed is the true karma, true action. Because in it there is love, because you are selfless, and whatever karma is done, all its fruits you are ready to offer to the larger good. That is a love-based karma. And while doing that karma, you are neutralizing the ego. And hence, it is a wise action also. So, that way the karma nature is understood. Therefore, every act, physical act, or a thought, a mental act, or an act in the form of speech, it can become a yajna, provided it is performed with wisdom and love. That means, if you can offer the action to the devatas, devan bhavayata nena, the dhatu bhava, it has got the meaning of karma in it. So bhavana is karma. In Mimamsa, they use the word arthi bhavana and shabdi bhavana. So, there the word bhavana means karma. That's why somena yajeta, when that vakyam is there, they explain it like this, somena yajeta means somavata yagena ishtam bhavayet. That is what they say. That word bhava is a technical word. It is not some feeling or anything. It is an action. So, devan bhavayata means you offer the karma to the devatas. Perform all actions as an offering to the devatas without seeking any selfish end. So then it becomes a yajna. Okay, understood. Therefore, agnaya swaha I say, and offer an oblation. Agnaya idanna mama. What I get out of it? I don't get out of it anything. I am not interested in getting out of anything also. Then why are you doing? Because it is nitya karma I am doing. Niyatam kuru karmatvam. It is my duty I do it. So like that, every act performed in life can be converted into an offering to the devatas, and then it becomes yajna. But this concept can be really understood only when we know what is the devata. The devata concept should be correctly understood. Earlier I said, in a narrow sense, that devatas are above and we are here. We give offerings to them, they give rain to us, that kind of, and after a while, we will be allowed to go there, they will invite us to go there, and they will send a kind of aeroplane also. The Punyatmas, in Puranas they describe like that. The Punyatmas, they get an aeroplane, and so an invisible aeroplane will come and we can go there, like that. So you support them, they support you. This kind of picture is there in the Karmakanda. Veda itself presents like that. But then that meaning is over. We have seen that meaning. Now as you expanded the scope of the word yajna, then you should correspondingly expand the scope of the word deva also. Otherwise the expansion will be one-sided. It will not be meaningful. So deva. What is deva? Deva is not somewhere above. Once again, we come back to our Vedanta. So, Deva is a cosmic power. Where is the cosmic power? In heaven? No, cosmic power is here, in the cosmos it is. So, and this Deva is also here. Deva is around, Deva is here. Let us look at it. Any faculty that is here is an expression of that universal cosmic power. Universal power and cosmic power, one and the same. So, is an expression of that cosmic power. So, that means, if there is a faculty here, it is the cosmic power focused in this upadhi. That is how we look at it. And so, because when I say a faculty, what is a faculty? A faculty is not flesh and bones. That is not the faculty. That is the anatomical aspect of the faculty. A faculty is life and light. That is the faculty. Once again. So, life and wisdom. Kriya Shakti plus Jnana Shakti. When they come together and express in a particular upadhi, a conditionality, then that conditionality gets glorified, it becomes a blessing, and it becomes a faculty. For example, the sockets, etc. are there, the entire physical thing is there, but in that physical thing, a universal power, it reflects. Then only it becomes eye. What is that universal power that is reflecting in the eyesight? The same power which makes vision possible all around. What else? Suppose you have eye, but the outside expression of that power is absent. Then there is no fun in having eye. You have all the outside expression, but there is no eye. Then also there is no vision. Therefore, even while that universal power is expressing here as the eyesight, it is also expressing outside as the light. Because eyesight is useless in the presence of, in the absence of light. In darkness, what will the eyesight will do? Therefore, that cosmic power, one particular aspect of it, is filling the whole outside world with light, and also it is expressing here as the faculty of vision. And the name given to that cosmic power is Adityaha. That is the Aditya. That's why this is a grand vision it is. So, Aditya is not a solar orb burning there. That alone is not the Aditya. We call it Adhi Bhautika. The physical aspect of Aditya is the solar orb, a burning globe. That is the physical aspect. It has got a power, a Daiva aspect, Adhi Daivika. The Daiva aspect is, it is one of the expressions of Ishvara. It is like my little finger. My little finger is one expression of me. Similarly, Ishvara's little finger-like thing it is. Ishvara is infinite power, and that infinite power, one aspect of it, is sitting there as the burning solar orb and filling the entire planetary system with light, making vision possible. And the same cosmic power, it expresses in my eyesight. And therefore, Surya Aditya is the devata for eyesight. Therefore, the Aditya Devata is here. Aditya Devata is all around me in the form of light. And Aditya Devata, that is the Adhi Daiva. Then there is a physical aspect of that Devata, Adhi Bhuta. Adhyatma, Adhi Daiva, Adhi Bhuta. It will come in Panchikaranam also. So that is the Devata. Now, the Devata is all around us in the form of a cosmic power. And the Devata is within me as eyesight. Now, I should offer this eyesight, a faculty, to Surya Devata. Like that, the Yajna starts. Now, so Yajna is now defined as offering the individual faculties to the corresponding cosmic powers. Why? Because the individual faculties are the blessings of the cosmic powers alone. The cosmic power blesses me, this person. And so I have that faculty. Therefore, the blessing of the individual, it is like the parents have given this birth, this body, therefore I serve the parents. The cosmic powers have given me vision, therefore I use the vision to serve the cosmic power. Then another cosmic power, physical strength. There is physical strength in this entire universe. A river is flowing and the entire globe is rotating around itself, huge mechanical energy, and it is also rotating around the sun. So the entire universe is having raw physical strength. You can feel it everywhere. And that raw physical strength is also present in my body in the form of the power to lift weights with hands. Hands are taken as the faculty. It is there throughout the body, but hands are the faculty, indriya. You have to recognize one indriya. So everything is everywhere, that apart. So hands are the faculty. So that particular cosmic power, which is present as the physical strength outside, and which is reflecting in this faculty as in this body as a power of hands, it has a name. The name is Indra. So that is the way in which it is understood. Now, this strength, whatever is there in hands, this strength is the blessing of Indra. And so I offer it to Indra. That means I do that action which will not oppose the universal power, which will support the universal power. Devan bhavayatanena. That means I work for the good of, with my hands, I work for the good of all hands. With my eyes, I work for the good of all eyes. What is meant by working for the good of all eyes? I present myself with a smile. That way, it is the good of everybody who sees me. If I present a grim face, I am offering, I am not doing a seva to the Aditya in the other person's eye. Everybody's eye is Aditya. So, therefore, there is Aditya in the other person's eye. I should worship that Aditya. How? A smile. Then, I should do something with these hands so that all other hands get benefit out of it. Like suppose you arrange food on the table there. Somebody takes initiative and arranges so that all people will collect and come and collect the food. So they may ignore this person who has done all this arrangement. So he has done it as a seva. I mean, when it is done as a seva, I am telling. If he is doing as a job with a, oh my God, why I am doing this, then it is not even his duty. It is something worse than that. So even while doing duty, we should do it with love and affection. We should not do it like, with a crying, if we do it, so we are not even doing duty, leave alone offering it to the devatas. So whatever action we do, we should do it with love and wisdom. So love, when love is there, wisdom is automatically taken care of. Therefore, you present smiles, you show love, people sense it, they see it, you show kindness, they can recognize it. And so that way you are worshipping the Aditya. You do physical service with hands, whatever service could be done, that way you are worshipping Indra. Then you think for the good of the community, Brihaspati, you are worshipping Brihaspati. Suppose a terrorist, he plans and he conducts an action which he kills a few people. That means he is working against the Brihaspati Devata. Just an extreme example, negative example. Generally we give extreme examples to emphasize the point. And we give negative examples also to emphasize the point. Negative examples are always very useful. So what is not the truth should be told along with what is the truth. Generally we will not be able to say what is the truth. We only will be finally able to say what is not the truth only. Anyway, so think for the good of the land. We are in America. It has given us everything. Therefore, we think for its good. It should be good. So wherever we are, that way one should be. So live in Sri Lanka and work against Sri Lanka, it is bad. When you are living in Sri Lanka, you should work for the benefit of Sri Lanka. Similarly, oh, American culture, this and that. Why you should not think like that. When we are in America, we are inhaling the air of America, eating the food of America, drinking the water of America. So God bless America. Bas, that is how it is. You should say that, God bless America. As long as you stand on the American soil, God bless America. You work for, not only saying, you should work for the welfare of the land. So, that way you should exult in the joy of the people. That means, Manaha. Manaha is the seat of exaltation. So when you are joyous, when everybody is joyous, you are joyous. So you are offering an oblation to the Chandra Devata. Because when the mind is happy, it is the Chandra. So you work for the happiness of others. So in fact, I should lose my small little self so totally that I become the self of all. That is the ultimate yajna. That is the brahmarpanam, brahmayajna, brahmakarma samadhina. So that is the yajna, the small little self, along with all the faculties that are bestowed upon it. This small little self is given a brain or a mind, a thinking faculty. It is given vision, strength, this, that. So legs to walk, all these faculties are offered for the larger good. So then that becomes the true yajnam. So you should be able to say, oh God, you take my life, I surrender it unto thee. That is the true yajna, not a little ghee. It is also yajna, but life, jivana yajna. It is called purusha yajna. You must have heard this mantra. Yajna purusha sammito yajno yajna purusha sammitaha. Like that it comes in the homas, etc. It comes. In the end of a yaga, they say, whatever aparadha we have done, whatever commissions and omissions that we might have done, so to atone for that, they offer three ahutis. So like that they start some mantras, and they offer three ahutis. The third ahuti is purusha sammito yajno yajna purusha sammitaha, etc. They say very quickly, because they have to finish the karma, you know. So unless you are very critical, you will miss it. So purusha sammito yajno yajna purusha sam. Purushaha is life. Life is yajna. Yajna is life. So I might have committed a few commissions and omissions. Doesn't matter. O Ishvara, you take care of them. Because all my life I am offering to you. Not a small little ghee and a small little cooked rice. The whole life I am offering to you. Take my hands. They should work and serve you. Take my heart. Make it thy abode. So like that, an entire yajna is, entire life is converted into yajna. That yajna, jnana prapti kramena, it takes the person to tatvamasi. So a small self is altered, is surrendered at the altar of Ishvara to become the self of all. Next verse. Ishtan bhogan hi vodevaha dasyante yajnabhavitaha tairdattana pradayaibhyo yo bhunte stena evasaha. In fact, here Shri Krishna is advising, is teaching a course of life which is totally converted into yajna, a total self-surrender. The self, along with all its faculties, are surrendered for the larger good. So he says that is the only way you should do. Because all these faculties are bestowed upon you by the devatas. And they will continue to give you also. It's not that they have done something till now, in future. In future also they will give. Ishtan bhogan hi devaha vaha dasyante yajna bhavitaha. You will not be deprived. Suppose I offer my hands to the community. I offer my eyes to the people by keeping myself all the time joyous and cheerful. Suppose I speak a harsh word, then this harsh word, as I speak, it is an aparadha, it is a mistake committed against Agni, because Agni is the devata for speech. So even while speaking a wrong statement, a harsh word, or an untruth, I am doing a wrong thing, an aparadha, a commission, an omission towards the devata. Because devata, Agni devata, has bestowed that faculty upon me. It is the blessing of Agni that I am able to speak. Just because I have lips and jaws, I will not speak. Suppose jaws get locked suddenly, then he cannot speak. So Agni devata, Ishwaranugraham must be there. The grace of Ishvara must be there. That grace of Ishvara acquires different names in different situations. When that grace of Ishvara is in the form of faculty of speech, it is called Agni Devata. Therefore, Agni Devata is here in the form of speech. And I speak harsh words, so I am making a mistake. Then, I abuse somebody or I cause hurt to the other person by my speech. There is Digdevata in his ears. Right? Therefore, whatever I say, it goes and impinges upon the ear like Karna Bana. It is an arrow aimed at the ear. And finally it goes to the heart. A very crooked path it travels and finally ends up in the heart. So this Digdevata is hurt. So that person may forget the hurt immediately. But I have committed a sin or a wrongdoing against Digdevata. Then the word goes and hurts him in his heart and he loses his sleep on it. He feels unhappy about it. Arey, what is this? I was unnecessarily insulted. That way he feels and he feels sorry for it. That means the Chandra Devata is hurt. So everything is Devata. That way you should look at it and then function accordingly. Then the life becomes Yajna. If my life becomes Yajna, then what I get? Only ashes I will get or what? No. Dasyante Yajna Bhavitaha. You will get everything. As I told you, you lose your small self to become the self of all. So, this selflessness is not an empty slogan. One should have a little perseverance, a little patience. Then you be selfless, everything will come to you. Finally. But that should not be the starting point for being selfless. So finally everything will come to me, therefore let me be self. Then it becomes a selfish guy. So forget about the kamas, the desires, the fulfillment of desires and all that. Just offer the faculty. It is there. It is there. I find it there. And I have not put it there. Then I notice that it is also outside. Then it is clear to me, the Shastram also teaches that way, that it is the blessing of Agni or blessing of Devatas, blessing of Ishvara finally. Therefore, I offer. So what is Devatas? That I offer to Devatas. Tvadiya abhir vagbhihi tava janani vacham stutiriyam. That is what Shankara says. So he composes 100 verses extolling the glory of the universal mother. And at the end he says, all these speech is, you have put it there in the first place. So your blessing. So I utilize your blessing to offer to you. Therefore, this speech belongs to you and therefore this poem which is the product of that speech also belongs to you. Tvadiyabhir vagbhis tava janani vacham stutiriyam. And he gives a fantastic example. You take bath in Ganga and after that they offer argyam to Ganga. Ganga ye namaha. So they take waters, Ganga waters into the hands. Now it is not Ganga. Ganga is before me flowing. This is my waters because it is in my hands. But then therefore I am offering what is mine to the Ganga. But then before it became mine, where it was? It is in the Ganga only. And how it came into my hands? By Ganga's grace only. So Ganga I offer to Ganga. My walks I offer to the universal mother. My hands I offer to Indra. My mind I offer to Chandra. My intellect I offer to Brahaspati. My legs I offer to Vishnu. Legs Vishnu. Vaishnavas may not like it, but that is how it is. Legs is Vishnu. So, like that, all faculties are offered to the gods. Then what is you are left? I am left. I am a nobody. But I am everybody. Because the devatas are everywhere. So this way you worship the Ishvara. Dasyante yajna bhavitaha. The devatas who are worshipped by you by this kind of yajna, they will not leave you alone. They will fulfill you. What all good for you is there, it will come to you. But suppose you don't do that. You become too selfish and all the faculties are you like a spindle motion. A spindle will be revolving. With a lot of speed it revolves. It is called gyration. So it will be revolving with a lot of speed. But then it is revolving around itself. Like that the person is very active. Morning to night 10 he is active. Spindle. So he is the spindle motion. So if you do that, దట్ మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ డైరెక్టింగ్ ఆల్ ది ఫ్యాకల్టీస్ గివెన్ బై ఈశ్వర టువర్డ్స్ ది ఫాల్స్ సెల్ఫ్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ దట్ సో దే గివ్ ఇట్ టు యూ యూ డు నాట్ గివ్ బ్యాక్ తైర్ దత్తాన్ ఏభ్యః అప్రదాయ స్పీచ్ ఇస్ గివెన్ టు యూ యూ డు నాట్ యూజ్ ఇట్ టు సే ఎ ప్రైజ్ టు ది లార్డ్ ఐస్ ఆర్ గివెన్ టు యూ యూ డు నాట్ యూజ్ దెమ్ టు సీ ది లార్డ్ ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ గివెన్ టు యూ యూ డు నాట్ యూజ్ దెమ్ టు హియర్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ సో దెన్ సో ఎవ్రీ ఫ్యాకల్టీ యూ ఆర్ యూజింగ్ ఓన్లీ టు పర్స్యూ ది వరల్డ్లీ ప్రెషర్స్ నెవర్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్ బ్యాక్ టు ఈశ్వర దెన్ స్తేన ఏవ సహ సో శ్రీకృష్ణ హ్యాజ్ ఎ వెరీ హార్ష్ కామెంట్ టు పాస్ ఏర్ తైర్ దత్తాన్ ఏభ్యః అప్రదాయ దేవతాస్ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ టు మీ అండ్ ఐ డు నాట్ గివ్ ఇట్ బ్యాక్ టు ది దేవతాస్ దెన్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ యో భుంక్తే లైక్ ఎ స్పిండిల్ ఐ కీప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఫర్ మై సెల్ఫ్ సహాస్ తేన ఏవ ఈజ్ ఇండీడ్ ఎ థీఫ్ సో తస్కర ఏవ శంకర దేవాది స్వాపహారి హౌ ఐఎమ్ తస్కర ఐ ఆమ్ యూజింగ్ మై ఓన్ థింగ్స్ నో దే ఆర్ నాట్ యువర్ థింగ్స్ దే ఆర్ దేవతాస్ థింగ్స్ స్పీచ్ స్పీచ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యువర్స్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ అగ్నిస్ స్పీచ్ అగ్నిస్ థింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు అగ్ని మనహ బిలాంగ్స్ టు చంద్ర సో దే ఆర్ దేవతాస్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ యూ ఆర్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ యూ డోంట్ ఈవెన్ ఎక్నాలజీ దట్ దే బిలాంగ్ టు ది దేవతాస్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ మై స్పీచ్ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ పుట్ ఇట్ దేర్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ అగ్ని హూ హ్యాస్ పుట్ ఇట్ దేర్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యువర్ స్పీచ్ అగ్ని ఇస్ స్పీచ్ సో యూ డు నాట్ ఎక్నాలజీ ఈవెన్ ది సర్వీస్ డన్ బై ది దేవతాస్ లీవ్ ఎలోన్ ఆఫరింగ్ సంథింగ్ బ్యాక్ టు దెమ్ సో యు ఆర్ ఎ స్తేన స్తేన ఏవ సహ సో శ్రీకృష్ణ కుడ్ బి క్వైట్ హార్ష్ ఆల్సో సమ్టైమ్స్ సో ది ఐడియా ఈజ్ టు ఇంప్రెస్ అపాన్ ది పీపుల్ దట్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఇన్ వర్క్ కర్మ వైల్ డూయింగ్ కర్మ దట్ నిష్కామ కర్మ అండ్ వర్కింగ్ ఫర్ ది లార్జర్ గుడ్ ఆఫ్ ది సొసైటీ అండ్ ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ సొసైటీ ఫ్యామిలీ షుడ్ బి ఇంక్లూడెడ్ ఆల్వేస్ సో ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ కమ్యూనిటీ అండ్ సొసైటీ అట్ లార్జ్ ఇంక్లూడింగ్ ఆల్ లైఫ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ నాట్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఆల్ లైఫ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆర్ ఇంక్లూడెడ్ సో దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సర్వీస్ టు ది సొసైటీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూ యజ్ఞం అండ్ వీ నీడ్ నాట్ డిస్టర్బ్ అవర్ పర్సనల్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ ఎనీ సచ్ థింగ్ ఫర్ ఇట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ వీ త్రో అవుట్ ఆల్ అవర్ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ టు ది స్ట్రీట్ ఐసా కుచ్ నహీ హై we will continue to live our simple life but then we change the orientation the mind's regimentation we change wherever we are we can stay there only we need not move either vertically or horizontally we can just stay where we are vertically is sannyasa horizontally is going to India so that kind of a thing so you can stay where you are and make the life a yajna That is the spirit of Sri Krishna's teaching. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu